It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners spoke of current events in their area of expertise. But each of them also mentioned the new Pope, a South American from Argentina, and a Jesuit. Actually, the new Pope was somewhat of the focus on this edition of Prophecy Today weekend, and I would suggest that you might find it very advantageous to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and re-listen to these conversations that I had with our broadcast partners. PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, is where we have archived these interviews. It's found on our website, prophecytoday.com. Then go to PTRN. Please do me a big favor, and do a big favor for your friends. Tell them about these interviews with these outstanding experts in the area of which I was having a conversation with them. Especially, you want to tell them about the conversation that I had with Mike Gendron and the one with Brannon House. Mike Gendron addressed the new Pope and the fact that he is the first Jesuit and the fact that he is a non-European. And then with Brannon House, we went into depth thinking about the fact that this new Pope is a Jesuit. With the analysis of these two men, Mike Gendron and Brannon House, you're going to have a leg up on understanding why it is so interesting that Pope Francis is the new Pope and selected by the Cardinals, even though he was a Jesuit. This is very, very interesting. Be sure to listen to these conversations. Again, that address, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, and you can listen to all of the conversations that I had with our broadcast partner. But right now here on A Look at the Book, I want to point your attention in our study to the next major city in Bible prophecy. It's not going to be Jerusalem. It's not even going to be Babylon. The next major city in Bible prophecy is going to be the city of Rome, Italy. You know, with the world's focus on the selection of the new Pope, our attention has been drawn to the Vatican and to the city of Rome. Let me just remind you that the Vatican is actually a state. It's recognized so by the United Nations and by all world leaders. In fact, every state of the world, every nation, has a representative, their ambassador, in the Vatican, and the Vatican dispatches ambassadors to the nations of the world as well. But Rome surrounds the Vatican, and it is referred to in the scriptures as a seven-hilled city. In the time when John the Revelator wrote the book of Revelation, chapter 17, he referred in verse 9 to seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now, the seven mountains is going to recognize a particular location, and the woman is the whore, the false church of Revelation chapter 17. In 95 AD, when John wrote the book of Revelation, the only major seven-hilled city in the world was the city of Rome, Italy. And even today, Bible scholars do agree that the seven-hilled city referred to in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, is talking about the city of Rome. The Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, will go to that city. It refers to seven heads in that passage, which is dealing with what we're talking about over in Revelation 17. The Antichrist will give power and authority to the revived Roman Empire. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12. Those ten horns would be, according to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 23 and 24, the revived Roman Empire. It will be headquartered also in the city of Rome. The worldwide false religion will be in that location, headquartered in Rome, with the Antichrist controlling that particular religiosity, this global ecclesiastical Babylon, giving us the information that the Antichrist will have his headquarters in the first 3.5 years. He will use religion, and that will play a key role in reviving the Roman Empire. Well, we could talk a lot about the Catholic Church, and we could talk about the Pope. I don't want to get into speculation. You do not look at current events to determine how you interpret Bible prophecy. Now, let me just then say that the Pope and the Catholic Church have great influence on the European Union. In fact, let me tell you why that's so key. I believe, and we've talked many times here when we would take a look at the book, that those 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7 are talking about the revived Roman Empire. We look at the European Union, and we recognize that that is at least the infrastructure for this revived Roman Empire. When we look at the Pope in the city of Rome, the Vatican itself, we look at the Catholic Church that is set there. I cannot exegete from Scripture Catholic Church there in chapter 17. I cannot exegete Pope, but I can understand that ecclesiastical Babylon, this false religion, will be headquartered in the city of Rome alongside the revived Roman Empire, and the two will walk lockstep together. In the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, Rome will be the focus of the world for religious leadership and political leadership as well. The mother-son cult, the false religion from Babylon, Revelation 17, verse 5, was actually headquartered in Babylon until 539 B.C. That mother-son cult would be Semiramis and Tammuz, the wife of Nimrod and the mother of Tammuz. And those two, the mother and the son, they would receive co-equal worship. Well, that was headquartered in Babylon all the way up to the fall of the Babylonian Empire in 539 B.C. Then that false religiosity, a mother-son cult, moved to Pergamos. That's that third church that's talked about in chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. And with the fall of the Roman Empire, this false religiosity, this mother-son cult, the whore from Babylon, actually moved to the city of Rome. In the last days, the false religion will bring together the revival of the Roman Empire, and the Antichrist will rule from that location in Rome, Italy. Again, I bring to the table, the next major city in Bible prophecy is not Jerusalem, it's not Babylon, it's the city of Rome, Rome, Italy. And for the last couple of weeks, our focus has been on Rome and what is happening in that city. May I suggest to you, all that's been going on is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, which I believe will happen in the very near future. But remember, before all of these prophecies come together and are fulfilled, the rapture of the church takes place. That could happen at any moment. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. With that being able to happen at any moment, there's basically nothing left for me to say on this broadcast, except let's keep looking up until...